Shawnee, we go from a current number six in the game at the top of his game to an ex-number six great. Braith and Asta is on the phone. Braith, thanks for joining us, brother.
Hello, guys. Absolute pleasure.
Mate, let's get straight into it. We obviously will talk a little bit of footy as well, but you're doing great things at Sea Route Sports. Got athletes in both golf and rugby league. Let's focus a little bit on your golfers at the moment. The Australian PGA Championship's going on at the moment up at the Royal Queensland. Minwoo Lee's got the lead, 12 under. How are your boys going, mate? Who's competing for you guys at Sea Route Sports, and how are they going?
Yeah, it's as you said, Hoz, the Aus PGA's on at the moment, and we've got the Aussie Open next week at, down here in Sydney at the Australian and the Lakes. And, mate, unfortunately for Team Seeru, we didn't have the best weekend. We're all three players. We had Anthony Quayle, Jake McLeod, and Nathan Barbieri competing for us, and all looked pretty good there for a while, but they had a bit of a shock yesterday, and they've all missed the cut on the number by a shot. So, for us, it's not ideal, but at the end of the day, I think next week's a pretty big one for them and for us, and back here in Sydney, my backyard. I'm looking forward to it, but you kind of have these weeks in golf, and you just sort of take it for a grain of salt, and you get set up for the next one. But yeah, it's setting up pretty big here with Minwoo Lee, who's leading, and just behind him there is Adam Scott for two of the Aussies, and I think Lucas Herbert can make a run over the weekend. So it's going to be an exciting couple of days up there in Queensland, and the good news for all of us Aussies is that it looks like it's going to be an Australian winner at the Aus PGA. So yeah, big weekend ahead, mate.
Yeah, how good. We were talking about it through the week, weren't we? Like the difference between, you know, the big dogs and the guys that are trying to establish themselves. And when you see a guy like Cam Smith shoot 9 over yesterday, it just shows the amount of pressure he was quite emotional. I saw that he was quite emotional after, you know, not competing to his standards. So it just shows the level of, you know, where the Aus PGA and specifically the Aus Open next year are at this year in particular.
Yeah, it shows how temperamental the game is too, right? Like, you know, you got one of the best players in the game. He crossed over to live, Cam Smith, $140 million deal. He played 14 events, won 2, 7 top tens, won the Open only a couple of years ago. And, you know, it's interesting because I actually interviewed him for Fox Sports on Tuesday, and he said that the pressure that he puts himself under when he comes back to Australia is like no other. He just wants to win. I mean, he's won the PGA 3 times, but the Aussie Open has eluded him, and it's the only one he hasn't won back here. And I asked him, would you rather win the Aussie Open or a major? And he said the Aussie Open. So he could tell how disappointed he was yesterday. And, you know, he even said it was his worst round as a professional golfer because he wants it that bad, and he wants to perform his best while he's back home in front of his family and his friends. So, you know, it's a big one. I think the big challenge for Cam now is it was the way he played. Like, he wants to win next week at the Aussie Open so much, and it's like setting a horse for the Melbourne Cup or, you know, for a big Group 1. He knows next week's the week. This week to him was probably preparation. Yes, he would have liked to have won, but really preparation for trying to win the big one. And then usually he's so tough, and he's one of those feisty players that gets it done no matter what. And I expect him to bounce back, but, you know, I'm worried. I thought after the interview, I thought he'd win the Aussie Open because he was so determined and so focused. But, yeah, yesterday wasn't good, and the day before wasn't much better. So he's got to do a lot to turn that around in 1 week.
I reckon it's a scary thought for the rest of the field, knowing, you know, how much he probably wants to bounce back next week at the Aussie Open. Braith, you hit a very, very good golf ball yourself. What's the official handicap right now? Have you played Royal Queensland? What sort of course is it?
Yeah, I haven't played Royal Queensland. My handicap's probably around 6 at the moment. And I reckon I play 3 times a year now, max, because I just...
Oh, really?
Busy with looking after athletes, but also with Fox, the commitment there with 360 and doing the league and the golf coverage there. And having 2 daughters, I literally cannot get out there. But the course, I haven't played there, but it looks quite tricky with a lot of tough long par 4s, and the wind's been up the last few days, and There's sort of a few holes on the front nine where you got to take advantage of. The front nine's much easier than the back, so that's probably something to keep an eye on if you watch it over the next couple of days. But as I said earlier, like Minwoo Lee, he is not only the best player in terms of form-wise right now, but he's leading it, so he's going to be so hard to beat. And Adam Scott, who's one of our greatest ever golfers, is on his tail. He's a Queenslander, but Adam hasn't been in this position for a very long time now, so because he just has struggled the past couple of years. So will he step up and will he get it done? That's the question mark. And then I think Lucas Herbert is one. He's like Minwoo. He's had a lot of success over in Europe and even on the PGA Tour, and he's one of our rising stars, and he's a birdie machine. I think he can make a run, but it's going to be hard to catch Minwoo, that's for sure.
And you mentioned you're pretty flat out with the business. Just talk us through that. How many athletes have you got on your books now? And of all those, how much time does one Cameron Munster take up of your time, Rafe? I imagine the ratio isn't evenly split. Does he cause a few headaches from time to time?
Oh, what do you reckon? No, you know what? I actually got him at a good time because I got him post Crazy Camp. So
2020 Camp.
Don't get me wrong. You know that, Justin. You've had a few with him every now and then, but good fun. You know what? Anyone who knows him, like, he's good fun, and he's one of the boys, and he's a larrikin, and you don't want anyone like that to change. You know, Joey's like that. Freddie was like that. You know, JT's got that in him. You know, Jonathan Thurston. And that's what makes them special, what makes them unique. So you don't want them to lose that, right? But then you've got to try and also keep them in line because, you know, things can get out of hand quite quickly with anyone or any young guy. But he's matured a lot, Kev. He's you know, he's getting married New Year's Eve actually this year. He's had two kids now. And, you know, he had that year off the drink, which really, I think, he learned a lot from. And he's a different person now, but he's 100 miles an hour. You have a conversation with him and you got a headache after it, no matter what it is. And he is what he is. But I love working with him. He's by far takes up most of my time, but we've got about six league players and about four or five golfers. But the idea for me is, you know, I'm passionate about sport, golf and rugby league in particular, and I just want to mentor and be there for these guys as much as I can. That's why we've only got a handful, because we don't want any more right now. So I love it, but it's like having 12 kids. Honestly, it's not ideal at times, but it's a good challenge.
Yeah, we're talking about it, you know, through the week, particularly, again, it's another thing that we talked about, was him getting back and training, you know, on the side with the Melbourne Storm. And Joel and Fletch, they take the mickey every on the run home. They've got a bit of a segment about all the boys training the house down. You've actually featured yourself on there, Rafe, with the Strong Dad, the screenshots that's just gone all across Australia, thanks to the Hello Sports boys and the punters and dribblers. So, mate, not only I suppose you're leading the way, right, for CRU Sports, for Strong Dad, to make sure that, you know, your top-tier players like Cam Munster are keeping themselves in shape.
Yeah, they got me good. You know me. I like the train, I've got the Strong Dad account, which has only got a few thousand followers, and I thought, you know, I'll post it on that one because it'll go under the radar a bit, you know, and no one will really see it. And all of a sudden, Hello Sports, bang, on their page, and I had a thousand comments, and it got sent to me a million times, and then Joel and Fletch got onto it, and. Oh, yeah, I've copped a lot of shit over that one. But anyway, we'll roll that one through to the keeper, eh?
Yeah, it's all good fun, mate. What you mentioned it before as well, busy throughout the year, not able to play golf because of your commitments with 360, which has been huge this year. You're just absolutely killing on 360. If you were doing 360 right now, mate, the biggest story, Michael Maguire has officially stepped down as Kiwi coach. It looks like he's about to. I don't think that has been clarified yet, but it looks like he's all but done, and he's going to be the new Blues coach, mate. How do you see that? Could you have seen him being able to do both jobs? Do you like that he stepped down from the Kiwis, and how do you think he'll go for the Blues, mate?
Yeah, I think this would have been the number one topic of the week if we're on 360. There's no doubt. I find it all a bit bizarre because, you know, I think he could have done both. There's no doubt about that. And, yeah, it would have been a challenge. But he's coming off, what was it, 30-0 against the Aussies in the final. Like, if I'm New Zealand, I'm keeping him at any cost, even if it's an element of time and commitment that he has to dictate, put towards the Blues. I just would have been doing everything in my power to keep him, whereas from what I'm hearing, it was quite the opposite. I'm not sure that he did step down. I'm pretty sure, from what I'm hearing, that he got told to leave.
Okay.
And you know, that's kind of, and I could be wrong. So, but that, it seems that way to me, because he wanted to do it, and it was only a few weeks ago he said he wanted to do it, and he said he can do it, and he's committed to them, and the Blues, and there was a bit of rumblings in New Zealand about it from senior players. So, I don't quite get it, and it's a bit of a shock to me. I thought at least go another year and see how it did work and unfold with him at the Blues and New Zealand. So yeah, I'm a bit shocked by it, and it just smells a bit fishy to me. But I suppose more will come out in the run. But yeah, I do think he'll be a really good New South Wales coach, because Maguire's he's tough nosed, hard edged, and you know, he's sort of like Ricky Stewart a little bit, and that's why Ricky was successful at Origin too, because for 3 weeks or a 6 week campaign, whatever it is, that you can sort of, as a player, you can go in and be intense for that time and train hard and go to another level and cope with it for that amount of time each year. Whereas it, week in, week out, it gets a lot, you know, for over a year or two, which is what happened with South and Ricky, what happened with the Roosters. And, you know, it kind of happens with these coaches that, you know, they're suited to this style because it's so intense for such a short period of time, and the players will get up for him. And I think he knows the game well, working in Canberra at the moment. He knows every player. He's still in clubland. He's got an eye over it all and ear to the ground. And I do think he'll do a great job for the job. Wow.
Yeah, so do I, mate. Well, Braith, all the best for all the Seru athletes competing next week, in the Oz Open. Thanks for coming on, mate, and filling us in on everything Strong Dad, Michael Maguire, and I'll see you next week, brother.
Sounds good. We'll have a trade next week. We'll put a little selfie up just for you and the Halak.
See you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
See you, buddy. Have a good day, boys.